The 9 Enneagram Personality Types. On the mission to self-discovery? As you try to understand yourself, you might have come across the Enneagram system. The Enneagram is a personality typing system that you can use to better understand yourself based on 9 personality types. It takes a look at your deepest fears and motivations that influence your behavior and shape your perspective of the world around you. We will take a look at these 9 personality types. According to its principles, everyone has a different personality, yet they can be categorized under these 9 types. The Enneagram personality types are known both for their number and label. Let's take a look. Type 1, the Reformer. The Type 1s are rational and idealistic. If you have the Reformer personality, you tend to feel strongly about your principles and purpose. You have a strong sense of what you believe to be right and wrong. You're conscientious, self-controlled, and have high standards. You're ethical, so you're afraid of being corrupt or condemned by anyone. You strive to be good and always do the right things, but you don't want to make mistakes. You also advocate for positive changes and have a sense of mission. You're the perfectionist type, so you want things to be well organized. You can also be super critical of yourself, impatient, moody, and sometimes irrational. Type 2, the Helper. Type 2s are generous and caring people. The Helper personality type shows that you are warm-hearted, empathetic, friendly, and sincere in serving and helping others. It's easy for you to get close to others and be aware of their emotions. You can also be people-pleasing and self-sacrificing. You can be possessive, and sometimes you fail to look after yourself and your own needs. You're afraid of being unwanted and unworthy. Type 3, the Achiever. The threes are success-oriented and pragmatic people. The Achiever personality explains that you tend to be driven, ambitious, and competent. Others look up to you as their role model and inspiration. You're charming, energetic, and attractive. You're self-assured and status-conscious. You care a lot about how others perceive you, and you're afraid of being worthless. Therefore, you want to impress others and have their attention. You're competitive and tend to be a workaholic. There's also a risk that you may become apathetic and fail to engage with others. Type 4, the Individualist. The fours are called the individualists. If you have this personality type, you're sensitive and introspective. You're expressive, reserved, self-aware, creative, and emotionally honest. You're also personal and inspired. However, you fear that you'll have no identity, so you always strive to find yourself and build personal significance. You may withhold yourself from others when you feel vulnerable, and you want to protect your image. You can be self-indulgent and melancholic. You may even feel self-pity. Type 5, the Investigator. The Type 5 is called the Investigator personality type. They're perceptive, intense, alert, and curious. If you belong among the fives, you have a talent for being able to concentrate and focus on complex ideas and skills, though you can be preoccupied with your thoughts. You're independent, inventive, and visionary. Meanwhile, you can become detached, isolated, and eccentric. You're afraid of being helpless and useless. You want to be competent, capable, and have everything figured out. Type 6, the Loyalist. The Type 6 personality is called the Loyalist. You're committed, responsible, and security-oriented. People can rely on you and trust you. If you're among the Sixers, you tend to be hard-working and troubleshooters. You can foresee potential problems, so you tend to be cautious and anxious. You can also be defiant, rebellious, and suspicious. You're afraid of lacking support, so you always aim to develop security and have someone to guide you. You may need the reassurance of others, so you can overcome your anxiety and insecurity. Type 7, the Enthusiast. The Type 7s are extroverted and spontaneous people. If you have the Enthusiast personality, you're more likely to be busy and playful. You're optimistic, variety-seeking, and versatile. Your basic fear is being in pain and deprived. You want your needs to be fulfilled, content, and satisfied, so you focus on worthwhile goals. Meanwhile, you can become overextended, undisciplined, distracted, impulsive, and exhausted. Type 8, the Challenger. The 8s are called the Challenger. They're self-confident, powerful, and decisive. If you belong to this group, you're assertive, protective, and strong. You can be straight-talking and inspiring too. You want to be in control of your own life, be self-reliant, and overcome your weaknesses. You use your strength to help others and improve their lives. You can also be temperamental, vulnerable, egocentric, confrontational, intimidating, and domineering. Type 9, the Peacemaker. The Type 9 is the peacemaker type. If you belong to this group, you're easygoing, accepting, and trusting. You're also the optimistic and supportive type, and you want to have inner stability. You're creative, receptive, and agreeable. You are afraid of loss and separation. Some people may take advantage of you, because you prefer peace, so you just go along to avoid conflicts. You can be stubborn, and have problems with being complacent. In summary, so there you have it. These are quick descriptions of the 9 personality types based on the Enneagram system. However, this can give you an idea of what personality type you have. You will also have 2 wing personality types in addition to the basic type, so the explanation goes even deeper. You can take the Enneagram test to find out your main personality type and your 2 wings.